Plus it brings, by Korach Vadaso, Moshe told all to bring bring the machzos, Torah. Sums it up, he says, Ayichal Moshe Ma'od, Pasuk Tezvav, Moshe got very upset and angry, by Yomer Hashem, Al Tefeno Minchasam, don't turn to the Mincha, I never took any of their chamors, I never hurt anybody. Says Rashi, Al Tefeno Minchasam, Tipshuto Haktorish, Shemakrim Fonecha, Mocha Al Tefeno Reha. Don't bring the fire down the Ketoris. Don't respond to the Ketoris. No, I didn't do anything wrong, and make sure I win, so to speak. That's what Rashi says. Ramban seems to argue. Ramban does argue. Ramban brings down, first he brings Rashi, the Pasha Shat. Rashi, Enochim doesn't like it. Einai, Shia al Torah Sufi, Shal Dothma Viram, Hu Omer Kain, Shechorah al Adabrayim. It's not Rashi is not, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. What is pshat as Ramban? Because these people who wanted the kahuna, they wanted to bring a carbon. Amar Moshe, al tefen al minchasam. Don't turn to their mincha. Al tefen, what does that mean? Al tefen al carbon, shakriu flanecha. Don't go ahead and respond and turn to the carbon which they will bring in front of you. Vel tfila sheispalulcha. And their tfila, I guess you expect it together with the carbon which they'll bring, they'll also be mispalul. Right? Das man birum. Be mispalul. Korach, rather. Korach, be mispalul. Korach, das man birum, right? Be mispalul. So don't answer their tefillos. He calls kafanos kamatzili kru mincha. That's what it means, mincha over here. It's not just referring to pure carbon, it's referring to their tefillos. A tefillah that comes along with the carbon, don't respond to their tefillos. That's what the Ramban is saying. If you think about it, it's very interesting on both sides, because what was that speak of it? Hol machokis Korach Vadaso against Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, the future of Kai Yisrael at stake. Now, Korach said Moshe Badoi, Moshe's not the right one. He's not a Shia Hashem. All the halachas he makes up, the entire Torah Shabbal Peh, it's his own Torah. It's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzitzis, the mezuzah, all the rayas he brought. He was basically severing Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said, it doesn't mean anything. He made it by himself. That was the issue at hand. And you can imagine if Korach would go ahead and win, right? If Hashem would respond, if Korach would listen, And because Korach wants to be in charge and he's followed so nicely, he wins. Oh, I like Korach. He's a great guy. We'll put him in charge, right? And I'll respond. I'll bring the fire down. I'll win, whatever. So what happens? So the entire history of Klal Yisrael, Torah, it's all out the window. Instead of, Torah's Moshe, Torah's Korach. I mean, definitely wouldn't have been the same. What would have happened? I don't know, but it's a whole different, a whole different world, a whole different Torah Shabbat Peh. Maybe no Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat Korach, I don't know what it's called. It would be a whole different Torah. So, to me, if I were to Moshe Rabbeinu, I would have said, this is a joke, I'll do my thing and we'll prove him wrong and all, But I asked him to follow. Moshe Rabbeinu put in a special tefillah to go ahead and make sure, Hashem, please. The stomach wasn't just a tefillah of shoot of just saying a couple of words. He was inspired by Omer Glibo, Moshe Rabbeinu, and says, please, I'll pay for him the chasam. Don't respond, don't listen to the tefillahs. Don't listen to the tefillahs. Obviously, I'm going to listen to the tefillahs. That means the belt will be moved, Torah will be out the window. There won't be any Torah's Moshe, there won't be any Torah Shabbat Peh, it will be out. Of course, you're not going to listen to the tefillahs. Moshe Rabbeinu felt it necessary to go ahead and inspire with his focus, his concentration. It wasn't just lip service, I don't think. With the real tefillah, Hashem, please don't listen to their tefillahs. Moshe's concern was that obviously because of the schus tefillah, because of Korach, if Korach would reach such a level, it's shayach, it could have been, it could have happened, if it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's counter tefillah, that don't listen to Korach's tefillah, Korach's tefillah would have been responding to Hashem, would have listened, Hashem was okay, I hear what you're saying, very nice, and And therefore I'll bring the fire down and I'll prove Korach right. What a churban that would have been. Terrible, humzik, terrible problem. But also that is, I think this is what the Alter from Keln says, that this is the koach of a person's tefillah. It could be a korach behind the tefillah, it could be trying to be macher level and having a whole different world. But if a person comes with sincerity and with kavana, and he feels it, he's macher Hashem's charge, but he wants to throw out Moshe Rabbeinu. That's all he wants to do, just a little small thing. He wants to throw out Moshe Rabbeinu and have a different Torah. That feel, if possible, could have been answered. It could have been responded to. Hashem could have said yes, because of the power of how powerful tefillah is. This Rabosai is the, you should never underestimate and recognize the power we have in our hands of davening to Hashem with concentration, with sincerity, with pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Recognizing he's in charge, just the power of tefillah. Similar vein, next in Parshas Chukas, the pasuk brings also in the same concept. We find a similar idea after the main Meriva. By Yom Hashem, pasuk is based. By Yom Hashem, Moshe the Aram, Yanok lamantem be, because you do not trust me, like the chain of any Israel. Right? Therefore he says, behold, that's it. You're finished, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron. You're not going to be the ones who are Zolcha to bring Kai Yisrael into the Eretz Yisrael. But the main Riva, by Kodesh Ba, says Rashi, Ocheinu Saviyu, Vishavua. Right? Ocheinu Zolash from Shavua, says Rashi. So where is Ocheinu Saviyu Vishavua? Come on, Ocheinu Shabbat, Rabbeinu. Nishba Bekvitsa. They shouldn't, you know, put their faith in tefillah and daven a lot. The mother Rashi, right? You think about it. What do you mean? The mother shach. What's Hashem afraid of? Mother shach. If he's afraid that Moshe and I will daven, so daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the koach, with all the sincerity, and, you know, taka, Hashem says, they have a good point, and the chus of the tefillah, and because he's so sincere, because he's makra, I'm in charge, and and he puts me on top, he has balamun, balbatochen, and because he did so such a beautiful mitzvah tefillah, so he should be zolcha to go ahead and go into Eretz Yisrael, overturns the decree, the gzeira. Yeah, if that's what happened, so let it happen. I mean, well, Hashem's afraid that Moshe Rabbeinu will do something, which shows he's afraid to do tshuva. If it's trying to do tshuva, and tefillah will be the part of tshuva, so give him a chance to do tshuva. What's the problem? So do tshuva. If the reason why you're not letting go is because it's not there, and now it's just tshuva, so what's the problem? Elamai is afraid that so his tefillah won't be so right, won't be tshuva. So if it won't be tshuva, it won't be right. So Hashem will say, have a good day, you tried nicely, but it wasn't worth it. You're not zocha. Well, what does he have to do? Moshe, Hashem has to make sure he does not mispalo. If he mispalo, I'll have to listen to him. You listen to him if it's appropriate. If it's not appropriate, so you won't listen to him. Well, what's he concerned about? Hashem, I take a shvua to make sure that now I've made a shvua. Tefillah can't overcome a shvua. Now I'm protected, Hashem says. He goes, now I took a shvua. Well, that's a shvua. Hashem's afraid that Moshe Rabbeinu daven. So let him daven. So if he's matzliach is davening, he'll be right? If he becomes, he learns well and says over the feast Torah nicely, so he deserves it, so he'll get his prize. If he does his best and doesn't deserve it, Hashem will say, sorry, you're still not worthy. Shuv is not accepted. Well, what's the problem? It seems that both, I think Shad is, that Shuv, that Tefillah has a very special, I guess you might call it, Shuv Yerach HaTev, a supernatural koach, which means that a person who does real Tefillah, who's involved, immersed in real Tefillah, recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and subservience to Hashem, is inspired with all his heart, with all his kavod, with all his reiv and nefesh, he has a koach much more than he really deserves. It's like Hashem says, oh, there's something this guy was inspired. I can't say no. I just keep, is he deserving of it? Is it a tshuva? Is he doing, does all his chusim because of his mitzvah tefillah add up to not go there, to go there to Israel? No, it doesn't add up. But because he was inspired, because he was so totally immersed and subservient and davening to Hashem, I can't say no. It's just like I can't try to explain how to describe it, that Hashem's forced. His hands are tied. Even though he's not deserving, it's not a tshuva shleim, it's not an appropriate tshuva, not sufficient, because if it wasn't sufficient, so he wouldn't mind saying yes to him, but it's not sufficient, but there's something special about the koach tefillah. When a person davens the power that was Baruch Hu with trust and embeds in the power of tefillah, that a tefillah shleim is so powerful it breaks all barriers. You're zochi, you're not zochi, it doesn't make any difference. Hashem says, I'll be forced to respond. So Hashem has to go ahead and say, make sure that chas v'shalom, I can't respond, I can't, there's a shua, you have to listen to a shua also, it's also one of the factors Hashem works with, right? So if someone makes, if Hashem makes a shua, I can't respond to a tefillah, okay, so that's it. Guys, don't miss power, don't miss power, it doesn't work, whatever the exact mitzvah is. But both say this is the power that we have in our hands, the power to misfile, to Akash Baruch Hu in earnest, with Kavanah Borei, with Agasha, with Anivas, with subservience. And if we do that, both say, it's so powerful, it can overturn a Moshe Rabbeinu, who can make it a Torah's Korah, and it can go ahead and force Hashem to allow Moshe Rabbeinu into Eretz Yisrael, who is not deserving of it.